Hello, hello. You are listening to the Permanent Rain Radio on CITR 101.9 FM, broadcasting from unceded Musqueam territory in Vancouver, British Columbia. This is your host, Chloe, and I have a great show ahead for you. Lots of great new music. I believe I will be joined by alternative rock band Smash Boom Pow for a chat and a little acoustic performance later on, or very soon, I should say. But I'm going to kick things off with our first song, which is I Do Do You by Highs. Highs is a Toronto alt-pop band. This is the second single off of their upcoming debut album, Dazzle Camouflage. So, sounds really awesome. I just found this track the other day, actually. So make sure you keep an eye out for the album if you like what you hear. Here is I Do Do You by Highs.
I came in up your front stairs, heard your voice singing out of a pop song. You were dancing around your living room on the floor in the sun with your top off. I got tangled up in every turn, every move that you made made my body hurt. I got tangled up in every word, words that don't mean nothing. Shoes are free.
Welcome back. Once again, you are listening to the Permanent Rain Radio on CITR 101.9 FM. The song you just heard was Choose Your Own Adventure by Air Combat. That is one of Natalie's picks this week. She said she couldn't be here. So her description is very fun pop punk with some synth elements, and that's why she likes the song a lot. That track was off their new album, Recce. I hope I'm pronouncing that right. It came out last week, so you should definitely check them out. Air Combat, great Vancouver post hardcore band. So Smash Boom Pow is here with me. We'll be chatting with them in around 5 to 10 minutes, and then they'll be playing an acoustic song for us. The next song I have for you, though, is Written in the Stars by The Girl and the Dreamcatcher, debut single by the Los Angeles-based pop duo. It's comprised of actor and musicians Dove Cameron and Ryan McCartan. I really have been enjoying the new sound that's coming from them. They'll actually be releasing a new single within 3 days called Glowing in the Dark, so make sure you check out their socials for that. So here is Written in the Stars by The Girl and the Dreamcatcher.
You can feel it, I can feel it, like we're both awake and dreaming. There's nowhere else we'd rather be, we're making our own history. To the moon and back, to the moon and back without.
Welcome back. Once again, the song you just heard was Written in the Stars by The Girl and the Dreamcatcher. So right now I am joined by Smash Boom Pow, if you'd like to introduce yourselves.
My name's Zane.
And hi. I'm Ulysses. Hello.
So how are you two today?
Pretty good so far. Just woke up and came right here. Had a meal in between, I guess, but haven't really done much else yet so far.
I've been up for a minute.
So the day is just arriving for you guys, but you're ready. You're ready to go and play a song later on. So I wanted to start off by talking a bit about your big year. You had a big 2015 Peak Performance Project BC Top 12 in its final year, and you also recorded at the Warehouse Studios. So do you have some words that kind of sum up how the year went for you?
Really fast. Yeah, it was great. Went by really quick, and biggest one yet, I think.
Yeah, it was, the work really piled on. There was a lot to do, so I think that played into why it went by so fast. Also, we had like a lot of fun, you know. It was a lot of fun. We got to meet a lot of new people, work with new people, check out new spaces, and just feeling like really creative. Good times.
So speaking about meeting new people, the Peak Boot Camp, I read in some interviews you've done in the past that it was such a valuable experience for you guys. What was the most, you know, valuable lesson you took from it all?
Ooh, most valuable lesson. off the top of my head, just like how important it is to plan out what you do, you know, like so much creativity and energy goes into like making a good song. But it's important to think about, you know, like how you're going to release that and all those things, just being thoughtful about your strategy, you know, getting your music out to the people who want to hear it. It's really important to make sure you don't cut any corners and do it properly.
Very cool to see kind of into that world, very like kind of polished, like pop world, which we have some music that kind of can fit in there. And that's why we got in. And it's just interesting to see like what they consider to be good and the best, and you know what your own opinion is, and then just how it measures up to what's currently popular.
So I guess definitely a huge learning curve for you both. What kind of steps have you taken moving forward? I know you also mentioned being very business savvy was a lesson that you learned, kind of branding. So how have you kind of incorporated those lessons into Smash Boom Pow, especially heading into now we're in 2016?
Just trying to tighten up our online presence a bit. But we have a lot of going on in the next year for sure. That's going to be utilizing that more.
Yeah, I mean, for me, it's like trying to make sure that like talking about branding, it's just like it's kind of a fancy word. It sounds all businessy and stuff, you know. But I mean, like we have cool imagery that we like to use, like for our stickers and our logos and stuff, and just trying to be consistent across the board so that if people find a picture or a sticker or they hear the music, it nothing is like, oh, that's weird and out of place, you know. Just trying to make it a complete package.
Awesome. And also, you guys recorded, as I mentioned earlier, at the Warehouse Studio, part of the Converse Rubber Tracks fantastic program that recognizes really up-and-coming artists and gives them a platform to do some recording internationally. And you recorded the song What I Do. So do you have any release plans for that track?
May, the weekend of the 13th. Not sure the exact date, but we're doing a release party at Fortune then. Yeah, and that song made it onto our upcoming EP.
Track two.
And how, speaking about your upcoming EP, can you share any more details about that? I know it was delayed from 2015, so you kind of...
Yeah, we've just been trying to do it right, and it hasn't felt complete. And then also, like, we're trying to plan ahead with the release, so that's why it's so far ahead into the year. But just, you know, we have some videos and stuff, so just don't want to rush it. But... the EP itself is called Higher Power of Desire, which is the final track on the EP, or H-Pod, if you like. If that first one's a bit of a mouthful. And we're pretty happy with the sound. Can't wait to get it out there.
Awesome. We'll have a couple videos in the coming months.
So you've clearly been working really hard. Can you, for people who haven't heard of you before, how would you kind of describe your sound?
I like to call it like a gritty alternative pop slash rock, because it kind of covers all the bases. You know, like it's alternative in the sense that, you know, like song structure is a bit different, our sound's a bit different. It's not exactly what you hear when you turn on indie radio a lot of the time. You know, but it's like there's some pop, there's some rock, it's gritty. Like, what more can you say? Yeah, and so I used to throw the like electronic word in there just so people know we have a synth bass, but I'm kind of finding like, you know, they'll find out and we don't need to say that ahead of time.
That's awesome. So on that note, we're going to be taking a quick break, and after the break, short messages, we'll be back and hear a song by Smash Boom Pow. So the track I have for you right now is Don't Even Know by Matt Storm. Matt Storm is a Vancouver singer-songwriter. This is off his debut self-titled EP, which came out last week. Kind of refreshing sound influenced by soul, funk, reggae, and pop genres. So here is Don't Even Know by Matt Storm.
I don't even know what I'm supposed to do yet. Please don't step close, just give me some room, yeah. Cause I don't need a sympathy, yeah. And all I need is a melody, yeah. Yeah, yeah. Break down
it doesn't even seem like these people hear the same sounds. I think I might break free and finally figure out what the hell it is I'm supposed to be. I think I might break through and start living my life like it's more than just something to do. And once I get my brain free, I find out what it means to me. Cause I don't even know what I'm supposed to do yet. Please don't step close, just give me some room, yeah. Cause I don't need your sympathy, yeah. And I just need a melody, yeah.
The December-January double issue of Discorder is on the shelf of your favorite cafe, retailer, and record store now. Come take a tour through the alternative of the alternative coverage of Vancouver's music and art scenes with a resonant tapestry of Yusu, fairy travel with painted fruits, cybernetic interfacing at Dystopia Dreaming, Cuba-bound guitar gifting with Taxa, hovering in media arts with Gold Saucer, and getting lucky with our new Shinder app. We also feature the artwork of Graham Zirk and review albums for Umagma, TV Freaks, Young Galaxy, and more.
A special thank you to this month's sponsors, AMS Events, Audiopile, Caracole Records, Don't Argue Pizza, F as in Frank, Horses Records, Light Organ Records, LiveVan.com, Rickshaw Theatre, Rio Theatre, Sad Mag, Stormcrow Tavern, The Noise Floor, Vancouver Theatre Sports League, and Vinyl Records.
Thousands of opinions are at our fingertips, but are all opinions informed? Does your information have a source? Is your social feed based on fact? Only facts can uncover the truth. Professional journalists are committed to balanced and nonpartisan reporting, to independent commentary. They cut through the spin to give you the information and perspective you need. Journalism is essential to a democracy, a watchdog over the powerful. An independent voice. Journalism is more important than ever.
Welcome back. So once again, you are tuning into the Permanent Rain Radio on CITR 101.9 FM. I'm here with Smash Boom Pow, and they're going to play us an acoustic song. So you want to introduce it?
Sure. This track is called Regrets, and it's we think it's track number 8 off our LP, just off the top of the head. Yeah, this one's been around for a while. It's a lot of fun to play live, so we're happy to do it here.
One, two, three,
four. Regress, you are mine. F for you. Just not to. Thank you.
That was fantastic. Thank you so much. So we're going to take a quick break, and then we're going to come back and wrap it up, talk a bit about Smash Boom Pal's upcoming show next week. So next up, I have Anorexia by Glad Rags. Vancouver punk four-piece. This is off their forthcoming debut album, Smile, which will be out this summer. Welcome back. Once again, the track you just heard was Anorexia by Glad Rags. Another one of Nally's picks this week. She really likes their high energy, aggressive beats, so definitely look out for that. And you can catch, you can get the track off Bandcamp actually at gladragsband.bandcamp.com. So once again, we are here with Smash Boom Pow. We're going to talk a bit about your guys' upcoming show with Derival, opening for Toronto's Modern Space next Thursday, February 4th at the Media Club. So why should people come out? What's your pitch to listeners?
Oh my God, it's going to be the best time ever, obviously. We've got like some new vibes headed your way. We've been working heavily on our synth bass parts, and not to mention the actual jamming of the instruments. I don't know. Everything's fresh and new and exciting. We got some new songs.
We're opening pretty short. It's going to be a tight set.
Yeah, I'm excited. Short and sweet.
Only the hits, you know?
Yeah, only the bangers.
Definitely. So you guys do play quite a few live shows, you know, throughout the years and stuff. So what's kind of your favorite venue to play at?
What about you, Zane?
Probably Fortune so far. I haven't played, like, many of the really good venues, like Commodore Venue or kind of, like, big ones, or the Imperial. But
no, they want us there. We get invites all the time, but we're like, oh, we're just going to wait for a little bit. I think I'm going to say Fortune as well. Like, the sound system there is so bomb. It's like the Function One speakers, which are like $300,000, and you have to like write like an application as to like why you deserve to have these speakers in your venue, and they like send a guy out to like check on them every once in a while, and like they sound incredible. Yeah.
It's nice and central. Good spot.
That's pretty technical. I'm going to pretend I know your speaker terminology, but okay, shout out to Fortune Sound. And lastly, I wanted to mention that you guys are brothers, if people don't know that already. So how was the band dynamic? Is there ever like a sibling rivalry, or do you guys kind of go as a joint unit when you're writing, performing?
I don't feel too much rivalry.
It's a supportive little band atmosphere.
Yeah, I'd say that it's super easy and great. I've been in bands with more people, and so it's Zane, Bolton, and you know, like just more people to deal with. Like it can be great creatively, but it can also be a bit of a hassle, even just like scheduling, because like we live together and we work like in the same area, and we're in a band together. So you know, like, it's kind of like easy to just be like, oh, hey, like, can we reschedule? And it's kind of like low pressure, you know what I mean? To work on projects, we don't feel like you gotta book it in the calendar and do it at 5:15 p.m. and on this Friday or whatever.
Yeah, it's really nice and flexible.
Can do it at 5:15 on Saturday.
Awesome. So on that note, I want to thank you guys for coming in to chat with us today and performing an acoustic song. Where can people check you out on social media?
We're everywhere. You can find us on, we're pretty active on like Instagram, and especially these days, but Instagram and Twitter, where our handle is at All Day Boom Pow. And we're, you know, like Facebook, we use SoundCloud, we use Bandcamp. Just hit up Google, and we'll be like the first three pages.
Yeah,
that's a pretty good tagline, actually.
Thanks.
Hashtag, yeah, All Day Boom Pal. So make sure you check out Smash Boom Pal on social media. We'll be posting some of the links below in the post when the podcast goes up. Thank you again, Ulysses and Zane, for coming in to talk with us. Do you have any other message you want to say, or all good?
I think we're all good. Signing off. Glad to be here. That was a lot of fun.
Yeah, thank you for having us. Cheers.
No problem. So I'm going to play a new song right now. This is The City We Grow by Atlas Genius. Fantastic album from the indie band from Australia. This is off Inanimate Objects. So here is The City We Grow by Atlas Genius.
Thinking the same as you. We could try to build this place again. We could start with emotion. I know you feel the emotion. Let's not act like we've got the time to waste throwing this game. We're not that far away. We walk the sun as we go. Across this great divide, we're driven by the emotion. I know you feel this emotion. Let's not act like we've got the time to waste throwing this game. We're not that far away. We walk the sun as we go into the love that we sow.
Let's listen in as one poor soul tries to find something good to enjoy on the radio. Let's see here, God, ugh.
Everybody dance, dance. What, you don't like to dance? Everybody dance.
Ugh. Everybody. God, this is awful.
Well, I climbed up the mountain, climbed back down again for you. I climbed up the mountain again for you, and then I climbed back down, climbed up.
Isn't there anything, 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 anything?
Listening to the radio these days can be distressing. Fortunately, here at CITR, our programmers choose the music that they play, so our charts reflect what people actually listen to. To find out what's really topping the charts, pick up a copy of Discorder magazine or check us out online at citr.ca. Unless, of course, you'd rather keep listening to the chart-topping single, Everybody Dance.
What, you don't like to dance? Everybody dance. Everybody dance.
For a taste of the classics with a twist, join me, Marguerite, with Classical Chaos, Sunday mornings starting at 9, right here on CITR 101.9 FM, Vancouver, Canada.
Throw your tears to my feet, shake them hard, and they fall asleep. Tie a rope to my shoes, tell me that's what you had to do. It's what you had to do.
Welcome back. So the track you just heard was Baby Moses by Jordan Klassen. Jordan is a Vancouver New Age folk artist. This is off his upcoming album Javelin, which will be out on February 19th. So definitely look out for that. The next song I have for you is Goodbye by Alyssa Baker. She is a Vancouver indie pop musician. This is off her 2014 self-titled EP, and you can currently watch her on TV as Maggie in Family Channel's Lost and Found Music Studios, about a group of young talented musicians. The show airs Fridays at 3 p.m. So if you like what you hear, you can get this song off iTunes, I believe. She's been working on a lot of new music, has some covers up on her YouTube channel as well. So here is Goodbye by Alyssa Baker. Different time.
watching you move on with your life, and I'm just stuck here saying goodbye. Goodbye.
Welcome back. So once again, the track you just heard was Goodbye by Alyssa Baker. I want to thank Smash Moon Pal again for coming in and chatting with us. You can catch this podcast hopefully at a later date, and you can hear their acoustic song once again. It sounded fantastic. I still have some time. I have one more track for you. I always do this weird talk about hockey, so I'll talk a bit about what's been going on. The Canucks, of course, for anyone who watched the game, they lost yesterday to Nashville, giving up that game-winning goal with 4 minutes and like 44 seconds left in the third period. So definitely not very impressed with that effort. A little sad heading into the All-Star break, but they'll have Daniel Sedin there in Nashville. Should be a super fun weekend television coverage. I know that's what I'll be sitting on my couch watching that and studying, of course, for midterms next week. And then, of course, Columbus after the break and Calgary as well. Montreal Canadiens, another one of my favorite teams, not doing so well right now. I heard something on television the other week. It was like SOS save our season, and couldn't be further than actually, no, that is the truth. I'm kind of at a loss for words right now. Basically, they need help right now. They're not finding a lot of solutions with their current team, current effort. Need to get back after All-Star break and start picking up more points if they want to keep their playoff hopes alive. I'm going to stop talking to myself about hockey now. I talk about it clearly way too much. The last song I have for you is a great one I found off Bandcamp the other day called We Look at the Sky by The Corner, a Toronto alternative kind of indie rock band. I found this off, I believe it's kind of like a self-titled album or self-titled EP, but couldn't find much information besides that. All I know is it is a great song. So here is We Look at the Sky by The Corner. Thanks again for tuning in. I believe I'll have a new episode on Wednesday, February 10th. So back at 1 p.m. on CITR 101.9, The Extra Environmentalist is up next, so make sure you stay tuned for that show, and thanks again for tuning in.